Yo.
What up? What up?
What's good?
Well, everybody kind of hit at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, look at there. Look at
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey.
Turn my TV down. My bad. I'm over here watching the game and shit. What's happening, y'all? Shit, I hear y'all, man, you know?
I'm about to say, nigga, it's been a while since you got on.
Man, I'm over here.
Hey, yo, wait, that's wow. Yeah.
We all came at the same time, like Diddy and them two niggas he had with Cassie.
Oh, shit, boy. Yeah, I mean, listeners, my bad. I was on vacation and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm back in a sec. Let's get this shit going. Shit.
It's funny because Red's name is Retro Red, and you got 12 plates.
12 plates.
That's my new name.
Get 12 plates.
It get real.
Standing here looking in the mirror,
saying damn to myself.
Hey,
yo, real quick, because when y'all called, I was watching this MTV, Yo MTV Raps channel, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember, in like the early 2000s when the Brat, I don't know if it was her second album, but when she tried to be a female.
Well, when she was, yeah. You talk about, what do you like?
Oh, what do you like?
That's what I'm looking for, Brat.
Yeah, that's a video I was just watching.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
When Tyrese was normal.
Yeah, that was when apparently she was dating Allen Iverson during that time, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that would have been around that time.
Do you remember what, because Allen Iverson was in the That's What I'm Looking For video.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I was watching the video, and I was like, damn, man, look at the Brat.
And she was dick under all them baggy clothes.
Yeah, right. I was like, damn, okay, I see you, Brat.
You know what, do you remember the interview that came out about the Brat last week?
No.
Where Brat says when she was dating Allen Iverson.
That's an old interview.
Well, I've never seen it before. I just knew it was popping last week.
That's because your reels don't be popping.
Yeah, but she said in order to wake Allen Iverson up every day, she had to give him head. Every
practice.
It should be with every goddamn female. I'm gonna use some head. You go out and have a good day and not be stressed, mother. Well, come on.
We talking about practice.
We talking about practice.
Words. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Yoga. That's Red. That's Gunner. And we are the troublemakers.
About to make some calls some goddamn trouble tonight, goddamn it.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the first show that all of us been on in about 10 episodes.
No.
No, no, no.
10.
All right, maybe
about
like three. Two.
Two or three.
Yeah, about two or three.
I gotta look it up.
Like Yoga missed one, Red missed one. That's it.
Which one did Red miss?
The week before last.
Nah, Yoga missed two.
Yeah, I missed two.
Yeah. Four. And you missed one.
Yeah, so about four episodes.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, because there was one episode that had just me and Gunna on it.
Because he was like, what did he say? I forgot what it was. So, he wasn't home yet.
So we'll say five episodes.
Yeah.
Boom, man.
We'll call it five.
You know how that math used to be in school? Anything that's like five and above is 10.
Yeah, right. Round that bitch up.
Listen. You round that bitch up to 10.
Hey, you ain't got to explain the math, man. We from South Carolina. We got that South Carolina education, man. Hey, 48th in the nation, baby.
And what, though?
48th in the nation.
Was that math or reading?
I think it was in math. Everything. I think it was overall. It was like, I think it was overall. Like, well, I think it's higher now, but it used to be like 48th in the nation overall.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, I want to say something that I'm proud of. I got Two Gun a gift, and he still doesn't know what it is, and it will be at his house tomorrow.
But I know what it is. I just don't know what it is on it.
Correct, because he said, you know, just get me a hat.
Man.
Oh, word.
That shit is hurting his butthole and not telling me what it is.
Paul.
Yo! Being real flagrant tonight. What is going on?
Because this nigga cannot keep it to himself when he buys a gift.
Real quick, I do want to say something about like saying pause and things like that. I was talking with somebody today, and they said something, and I said, pause, right? Nah, hear me out. And this motherfucker talking about, this motherfucker was talking about some damn, oh, I hate when people say that, like, blah, 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 blah. It's this new thing. It's getting worn out. And I was like, yo, my dude, go back and listen to a Cameron, Come Home With Me album. Go back and listen to Jay-Z's Volume 3.
Actually, no, Jay-Z's been saying that since Volume 1.
Yeah, they say pause and all the other stuff like during those albums too. So yeah, like, it's
90s.
This is something that's been going. It just made, once again, it's just one. It's an effect of one of those things that's been made more known and more seen and more heard of because of social media.
Because of Cam and Jay-Z having that pause.
It's been going on for
a bunch of pauses in it now.
No, but I think my funniest pause moment was over the summer. We were at Red's house, right? So we're all blowing balloons. That's not a pause moment. We're all blowing balloons, and my dad comes in the room. It was me, my nephew, his siblings, and Red. And my dad's like, nah, make sure you put your mouth on them things and just blow them. And I'm like,
oh yeah,
and I'm like, yo, pause. And then he goes, and then he says something like this, you know, you're not using your mouth. You gotta learn how to blow. I was like, pause. Like everything he said was a pause moment.
It was like, somebody take that cup from
Pop Pop. He was sipping.
Yeah, he
little cup on him now.
Everything he said was a pause moment. Like, yo, he was like, yeah, when I used to blow things, like, pause.
Wait a minute now.
Remember when we had that girl asking us questions and she tried to throw all that weird shit in there and try to make it seem like all that was normal amongst...
Oh, yeah, when she was just like, you know, like, furries and, like...
Have you guys ever touched another man and all kind of...
Oh, like, remember that shit.
What was it? If you were in a threesome, would you let another guy touch
you?
Yeah.
No. That's not normal.
What is wrong with you?
And I'm gonna let you know, if I'm ever in a threesome, it's not gonna be a two dude threesome.
Red wasn't on that episode.
Nah, it's gonna be shit. It's gonna be fuck that. Two girls, one cup. Two girls, one nigga. You know.
She tried to make that shit like it was so normal. I was like, I don't know nothing about nothing you talking about.
Right.
Shit don't make no damn sense.
I used to feel weird at the pediatrician when they used to. What? I knew back
you
then.
Like, what?
Hey, what you want
to school?
Hey, what you want to touch and see this for?
The hell is wrong with you?
For real,
my guy.
Hold on. Oh shit!
You said what?
I want to peek in your under roof.
So, let me get into the first topic. So, I posted something on my IG the other day where Jeezy was talking about male vulnerability, how he feels like a lot of men's got to hold in things because they're afraid to be vulnerable, you know, towards your lady and everything. And I just wanted to get y'all's outlook on that because Two Guns' response actually had me like, yo, this is a good show topic.
I think...
No, absolutely, man.
I'll start off. I think that's just something that is kind of embedded in men from a young age and also, like, just because that's just how history has been for men. You know what I mean? Like, that if you show too much emotion, you're a sissy, you're a punk or something like that. Or if you don't show the right amount of or whatever. So there's a lot of stuff that you have to hold in because you can't let people see that you're struggling. You can't let people see that you know what I mean?
Like I'll give an example. I don't mean to cut you off, Red.
No, go ahead.
It's just the way Red and I grew up is like let's just say we fell off our bike and everything, right? Our dad would be like, Diane, don't hug him, don't do anything. Let him, you know, thug it out, you know.
Yeah, like get up, get
gotta man up.
Yeah, get up. Yeah, but you know, our pops was military too, so like a lot of that was like a military style man, like a military man.
Nah, that's just being a father.
Well, it is, but part of it was military mentality. Also, he was also, you know, a father growing up in the South, you know, where you had to, like, you had to be strong because there was so much shit going on during that time. He also ended up taking over his household at in his teenage years because his father passed. Correct. You know what I mean? So, like, it was just, at least for us, it was just a strong-willed thing. But I think for most men, like, it's just something that's embedded in them. Just like how women, are embedded to be, like, the caretakers of the home and things like that. Not trying to say anything negative, but, you know.
No, I get it.
That shit's 50. Look at, oh, God, it's 50-50 nowadays. If a motherfucker can't be a goddamn gangster around, you can't motherfucking curse you out, can't do this, can't do that, then that motherfucker ain't shit. But if somebody showed, you know, what's wrong with you? And they tell you what's wrong. Oh, he being mean. Oh, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. Let me go ahead and flip it around and make it seem like you did something wrong. No, bitch, I'm just letting you know what's on my mind. This shit ain't got nothing to do with you. Let me get out what the fuck I got to say and then press on. If I want to feel like I want to get vulnerable with you, that's to show you something. That motherfucker trusts you, and you should motherfucker cling on to that shit and try to help this motherfucker. Don't try to bring him down or turn this shit about your motherfucking self. No, it's about him for once. I mean, goddamn.
So I've been on both sides of the shit. It's just like there's been times where I've been vulnerable, told my feelings towards a woman and so on and so on. Not towards a woman, but to a woman. And it's just like, oh, I'm glad you shared this with me. There's been many times where you ask a guy to be vulnerable. And he doesn't. And then there's some times where it's just like, yo, man, you're just being a bitch right now. You're complaining too much. Like, I can't handle this.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what exactly is the being vulnerable?
Yeah.
If you feel excited about some shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit you wouldn't, you know, tell your homework because they might think you a punk or some
shit.
Oh,
no.
Like, something you can actually tell a motherfucking female, bro.
I ain't telling a bitch shit. I'm calling my homies.
But yeah. That's you. That's your perspective on it.
Because my homie ain't gonna never use that shit against me later.
That was the point I was about to make. I think that's another. But you got, that's another reason.
You got to understand. Not everybody is us. You know what I'm saying? We got our homies. We know each other and we know our peoples. So
yeah.
With other folks, you know, other folks around the world and people that's listening and shit, they don't have motherfuckers like us, bro.
That's true.
But I feel what Gunner's saying, because I was actually about to make that point. Like if you're in a relationship, right, and anybody who's ever been in a relationship and never been in an argument with most women, not all, with most women, if you argue with them and you open up and let them know how your mindset is and how you feel, they're either going to do one or two things. They're either going to, like, try to use that against you, like Gunner said, or they're going to try to fuck you up to make you feel like you shouldn't feel like that, because why would they validate your feelings if you're not validating theirs? You know what I mean? And they'll try to pin it to flip that around to make you feel like, well, I felt like that too, and you didn't do shit, so why the fuck should I do shit? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see,
mm-hmm.
One thing about me, it's like being a man, when it comes to anything that can make you vulnerable, a man really has the opportunity to either change it, correct it, or accept it.
Right. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So if you can't change it, accept it. If you're not willing to change it, then that's on you.
Yeah, sometimes motherfuckers can't handle that shit.
Like, you know, motherfuckers don't like flying roaches. Am I gonna feel bad that somebody said, "Oh, you're scared of flying roaches"? No. You know what I'm saying? It's certain, like,
yeah.
Like if you out here really being emotional like that, that might just be a little problem.
And you know, one thing that I can always count on Two Gun for.
Yeah.
Two Gun's always gonna put me in line, like. I'm not certain if you remember this, Two Gun. I was sitting there like bearing all my feelings, right? Mm-hmm. And Two Gun says, "All right, cool. You ready to be a man now?" I'm like, "No, I'm dead serious." And he goes, "I'm dead serious." And he said, "You ready to be a man now?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "I mean, all you've been doing on this phone was complain. Man the fuck up." And I was just like, "You're right." Anything that I've ever said to any of you guys, like you said, y'all have never used it against me. No. It's never been, "Oh yeah, remember that time when you were sleeping on Mark's couch?" Yeah.
Boy, I missed some days, boy. It was a days, boy.
Or remember that time you had to ask me for $100 and you said you're gonna give it back?
See, that's the thing about that vulnerability thing. Like, it's a thin line between, like, say you lost a family member. Mm-hmm. Of course, you may be sad. Da 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 da. That's not really vulnerability, but that's more so like a traumatic. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of.
But then you have these dudes that's really, really emotional, like women. Like, they want to talk about every single feeling in the world. Like, bro, you ain't got a game to watch or nothing like that?
Yeah, you know what you call them?
Mama.
What did Dave Chappelle call them? Bitch-ass niggas.
Yeah, because, like, especially with a woman, you have to be very careful. I be telling Digger all this time. Even your mama and your sister will manipulate you in the right situation, because that's how women are.
Correct.
Yeah, they will. They will. But typically what I found is your mother and your sister will manipulate you not in a malicious, vindictive way.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, but they will manipulate you in a way that makes you think, "Damn, do I really want to date this bitch?"
Yeah, but they know how to do it with that love stuff.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they want to hear something a certain way or want something, they, you know what I mean? They start doing the babying and all that.
And I've said this for a long time. I said, "Look, there will be no woman that I would be able to have that my mom and sister didn't approve of."
Oh.
I mean, I
don't know if I can say that. My mom would just...
All I know is that shout out to Mama D Honey, aka Honey,
hey!
and Big Nita, because that is definitely a damn true statement. Because I remember when they got in the car together, like the damn movie Set It Off, and was about to go whoop some girl ass.
The motherfucking duo showed up ready to go. Boy, I said, "Whoa!"
Guess what? I ain't talking to that bitch now.
Nah, and I've always said that, you know, like, being vulnerable is the gift and the curse to a woman. Because a woman will always accept your vulnerability, but like Gunner said, they will use that shit against you.
And like I'm saying, it's all about what you're saying you're vulnerable about. Like,
yeah. Because here's the thing. I've actually had a situation where all family was present, whatever, whatnot. This was actually an opportunity where everybody got to spend Christmas with each other. Red, I think you remember this Christmas well. It's a Christmas where grandma was here, right? I made the mistake of having my ex-wife and my current girlfriend in the same home.
Hold on. Well, I kind of remember, but...
Oh. Wait, you did what now?
Did they get to
scrapping? I remember.
No, they didn't get to scrapping. Oh. But my ex-wife started using things that we've talked about in personal, you know... In personal life,
now I'm trying to remember, because I know grandma only came to South Carolina one time.
I bet she was running around the house talking about this old pissing in the bed ass boy. Wait a minute!
But there were things that.
Remember when you cried on my shoulder?
No, I was saying, there were things where I told my ex-wife in confidence, and we promised never to bring it up again, where I'm with my current lady, and she's, like, bringing up all this dirty laundry.
She jealous, bro. You don't bring your girlfriend around your ex-wife and think everything going to be copacetic.
But the only reason why... But don't bring it
into, like, an intimate setting like that.
The only reason why I did it is because I wanted my kids to spend Christmas with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good story.
I kind of remember. I kind of remember loosely, but
and like, now your kids and your grandma know you get like to get tickled with feathers.
No, it's funny. It's funny because when my ex-wife left, my dad broke the silence and said, "Wasn't that the most awkward exchange that we've ever had?" And that house has seen many uncomfortable moments.
See, my mama would have turned into the mama off of Precious.
Oh my God.
I'm not even going to say nothing, but y'all know that part. You brought that in my house?
real quick. What is... Real quick, but what is this? Is what I've been thinking about. Like, what is the one word that your mom or phrase that your mom would say to you and that'll trigger something in your head to be like, "Yes, ma'am." Like on some real shit, like dead ass playing. Stop. Yes, ma'am. Serious.
Okay, so what it is for me is when my mother says Jerome, which is my middle name.
Yeah.
The moment she said, like, there was a very tense moment when we were in New York, going back to, you know, Mark's crib. Because, you know, we were in a garage and I was, you know, disciplining my son. You know, like, hey, look, we're all doing this. We need to do this together. If I'm telling you, put ice here, and you're just sitting down on your phone, that's not going to fly by me because I gave you, you know, a directive. I'm not your friend. I'm your father. So on and so on. So we just had a moment where, you know, he felt like everybody was coming down on him. And it's not that we were coming down. It's just, you know, like, if we're getting ready to do something, like we were getting ready for my nephew's graduation, and I'm asking you to do this, we're on a time crunch. We have to have everything done by 12. It's 11:40. Yo, get off your ass and do shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of those very uncomfortable moments. The next day, word got to my mom that, you know, I was berating my son. And we had like a semi-tense moment in the garage. She says, look, you don't do this to him. You don't do this, so on and so on. He's on vacation, so on and so on. I said, Mom, this is my son. I got it handled. She's like, Jerome, shut the fuck up. I'm like, whoa.
There it is. Oops.
I was like, whoa. And in my mind, I wasn't a 41-year-old man. I turned into
you damn right.
I was like, it's like my whole body rebooted. I had nothing to say in the conversation. I didn't have a dog in the fight no more. I'm like, but Mom. And she's like, shut up, Jerome. And she just kept laying into my chest. It got to the point where my dad says, hey, look, I'm going to just talk to your mom on the way home because I don't think what you did was
Jesus, Lord have mercy.
It got when you
get hit with that that middle name is just, that's it right there. Anthony. I was like, and it just said it with every single syllable.
Anthony.
I got fucked up somewhere.
It got to the point where my whole body rebooted. I had no words, no nothing.
I honestly don't have none of those words from my mother.
Really?
Uh-oh. Or, I mean, like, if she, like, it, let me see. It's something that, it's something, I guess, you know, that'll trigger you to be like, you know, to actually listen to know that she's motherfucking serious.
Nah, you know what it is? Like, I'm so nonchalant. So if I do flip, it's not my fault. Somebody really had to make me get there. and it takes
somebody
a long
has to get you out of character.
You know what I mean?
Has to get you out of character.
And it's not like a little simple thing. Like I brush it off. If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the only thing she'll probably just be like, stop that. Or what's wrong with you, baby?
My mama, look here. Whoever she getting, whatever she getting in the argument, and she just had enough. It is, let me say this to you. That is it. That is it. You shut the fuck up. She said it to I think she said it to my sister whenever I was home. She said, let me say this to you. And she just kept walking and waving her finger. My sister ain't say nothing. I was like, I remember that. I'm going in the room. I'm on this game right now.
She's talking to me. You see, with me too, it's more, I think we more, my family more so talk with their eyes.
That too. Yep. The facial expression, you do it.
Like, but with my grandmother, like, when them eyes pierce through your soul, you already knew what time it was.
Here's the thing about my mother, though. My mom has like a famous flip side. Like she'll go through all that, and like 30 minutes later, she turns into a different person, and the whole conversation didn't exist. You're like, well, mom, I want to talk about yesterday. XYZ. She goes, what are you talking about?
Well, see, that's like, you being your emotional self. Ain't nothing happening. Not for real. Yesterday is yesterday.
Right.
That's how we always say it. We don't bring nothing of that old shit up.
You know what was funny one time for me? Talking about like mothers talking with the eyes. I remember the one time in my life where I knew that she was talking with her eyes and there was nothing I could do about it. And I was glad I was going where I was going. Is when I was up at the stand, I was up at the little table, at the little desk, right before I went to jail. And she was in the courtroom. And then the judge started saying the shit like, well, based off of what we have, blah, 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 we're going to give you that 30 days in jail. And I turned around and I looked at her. And that look that she gave me, and then she looked at the judge, and then she looked back at me. I was like, oh, yeah, go ahead and send my ass to jail, because I ain't.
Yes, my ass. She going to need the 30 days to calm down.
Yeah. I ain't getting back to jail with her.
Shit. Oh, hell. That shit's funny as fuck, right? My mom would do the same thing, man. She would say that whole line, let me say this to you, go off on a rant, and then 10 minutes later, you know why I put the, you want some breakfast? Yeah, okay, all right, I got you. All right, well, what we doing today? You know, like, ain't nothing happened. And that's the chemistry that we got. It's like, you know, you understand where the meter stops. You shut the fuck up. Don't say nothing else. Once you get her point across and you understand it or you don't understand it, it don't matter. We're moving on to the next subject. She just said what she had to say and she pressing on.
Listen, I just learned when it comes to mom and everything, let her say what she got to say, walk the fuck off.
That's it. Yeah. And don't bring it back up.
That's it.
Mm-mm. Don't bring it back up.
You right.
Word.
Don't I know what my my mama, what my thing is to stop. She's an eye roller, or like an eye cutter. I call it cutting the eyes. She don't really roll her eyes. She just look at you, close them, and then turn her whole head, and then open them again.
Hey, while I'm over here doing the same shit, nigga, y'all can see me and shit, nigga. I'm over here cutting my line. I remember that. Yep, I know that.
And you talk about, boy, I'm a nigga who do that shit to this day. Somebody say, yo, you are such a nasty person. I was like, why? He's like, you'll cut your eye at people and they ain't really do nothing. I'm like, well, to you, they didn't do nothing.
To you.
But I've been waiting on this sweet tea food and this bitch done passed by 10 times and asked me if I'm
dead. 10 times. Bitch, do you see us?
Yeah. I shouldn't be over here shaking ice.
Do you know what happened? Do you know that happened to me the other day in an Italian restaurant?
No.
Because you was in an Italian restaurant.
that's what I kept on saying.
Fucking movie out once.
Fucking movie
out. That's what I said to myself. I said, every time they see my empty cup, they're like, fucking mooly drinking this.
Fucking mooly.
Right, you hear this ice clanking?
Fucking Wooly, we don't serve Kool-Aid.
We don't serve some hot stuff. Funny as shit.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. Some of them Italian restaurants up here be scary as shit because you know that they really work for the
mob. They be like, look here, you fucking mooly. Take your fucking grape soda and get the fuck out of here.
To be honest with y'all, I have never been to a real Italian restaurant. Besides, I mean, besides the what is the mainstream one, Olive Garden, but they ain't really real listen, shit.
Hey, Mikey, if you ever come up here, I'll take you to an Italian restaurant where they do drug deals in the kitchen. And I ain't talking about like drug deals. Like, here's some weed. I'm talking about the mafia. Like, yeah, they'll come and sit down at a table. I got a package in the back. And then they'll run to the back. We still have some of those around here, yo.
Oh, shit. I can only imagine.
All you got to do is look for somebody with slick hair and a nice-ass pinky ring, and they never move. That's a mob place.
Yo. Yeah, and they got the young chicks working at the front desk, at the waiters and shit, and you know that they're like family.
You know what? Tell Marissa don't try to hook me up with any of her friends. I know most of her shit is motherfucking Italian. She's Italian too,
I wouldn't let you.
Hell no,
I'm gonna be real with you. If that was the case, man, listen, like her people's man, like. At the end of the day, you'd be wanting to shoot somebody
Mark being in an Italian restaurant, but like, I'm Vic Damone Jr. I hang out with Sammy Davis Jr. Jr.
I'll be hitting up with I'm sitting down at the table, they'd be like, yeah, you know, welcome to the restaurant. I'm gonna let you know right now, we got nothing fried. What do you want?
Like, all right. Fucking Vic Damone Sutton in the motherfucker. What? Vic Damone.
I guess I'm not getting no chicken palm, huh?
Right?
Motherfucker, man. They're fucking crazy at the goddamn restaurant.
I'm some motherfucking Alfred.
You could just feel the vibe. That, like, there's certain ones where you just feel the vibe. Like you know.
Especially if the shit still look like the 70s. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to tell you like this. They weren't watching that empty drink, but the moment I finished that damn meal, they put that ticket on the table so fucking fast.
Quick.
Yeah. Pay your ticket, get the fuck out of here.
Fucking movie.
Talking about him, too. Market. It was like earlier, the tallest fucking Mulian walks in this restaurant. I'm like, hey, yo, what is this, Big Bird or something?
And then the fucking porch monkey ordered the fucking carbonara and a burger sub.
You should have saw this movie. It had fucking gold and the chains on and shit. Looked like a fucking video.
And you know, I don't got nothing against the colored fellas, but you know.
Hey, boy, what that motherfucker look like?
Tony at the table next to him, just in case he tried to rob the joint.
This fucking guy barely fit through the fucking door. You hear what I'm telling you? I swear to fucking God, this is the biggest fucking mooly I ever seen in my fucking life.
This is why they call us.
We didn't need that counterfeit shit, you heard?
This is why they call us the troublemakers, goddamn. Let's go. Shit.
I would have used the extended ice pick on that one, that fucking tall ass mooly.
I just think for myself.
You should have saw the bolts on this fucker.
Bro, where the fuck he get his shoe?
Where you get his shoes? Fucking Wooly had a set of bolts on.
Oh, God.
Shit.
So I'm going to get off subject one time, all right? Good. I want to say fuck Jay-Z and Rockefeller Records, okay?
Why?
Shit. Because, here we go.
Because yesterday, what's going on? Yesterday was Jay-Z's birthday, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. So, you know, I work for, you know, EMS, right? So, you know, we have speakers and we play music, right? I tried to edit a version of some of Jay-Z's albums, like Magna Carta, Holy Grail. The first two songs are edited, and then the person who was doing the CD just said, fuck it. every other song had cursing on it.
Like, is that really Jay-Z's fault?
Is somebody at Rockefeller's fault?
Nah, I think that's Apple Music's fault.
How's Apple Music fault? Apple Music didn't submit the edited version of that album to them. I'm sitting there listening, you know, handing out meds, right? Because, you know, we do narc boxes. So I'm handing out meds, and out of nowhere, it seems like when something's trying to be quiet, like, or the music's low, it seems like the curse words seem to yell, and out of nowhere, it's like, fuck up the world! I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck?
Listen, it's okay.
This fucking movie comes into work and plays this fucking dumb guy. All I hear is nigga this, nigga this. I swear to God, I wouldn't kiss my mother.
Listen, as long as he can say it, they can listen to it as long as they don't say it.
That nigga this, you know what I mean? Nigga that. Oh my God. Get him the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. Oh, I got one. So we talk about music. Okay, I've been. Any new music come out this past weekend, has it?
Nah, no, nothing good.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been on this Lil Wayne 2 Chainz.
Okay.
Now, what? Y'all listened to the album? Y'all listened to the album? I'm pretty sure y'all did. But
I didn't.
What's your favorite song on that motherfucker?
I haven't.
What is it? Holly Grove?
Why?
You said
why?
What's the
name
of it?
Yeah, why
are
you
even
listening?
Holly Grove 2 or something, right?
This motherfucker. Welcome to welcome to Holly Grove.
So for those who want to know why to listen to that, if you've ever listened to the show, y'all know I don't like Wayne.
Because he wasn't on Low Limit.
You say fuck 2 Chainz? That's fucked up.
Bro. I'm not saying fuck 2 Chainz, but if it's a joint album.
It's 2 Chainz. I mean, you wear chains, his name is 2 Chainz. Like, come on now.
Again.
It was like, why am I in the wind when I had Romeo?
I got you. I understand.
I'm not about to listen to somebody goes, fart it on my wallet. Now I got gas money. No.
Wow. What?
Whoa. Is that a real line or you made that up?
I made that up.
Oh.
that's something that Wayne would say.
Lil Wayne had some outrageous lines. I skimmed the album. I haven't sat down and gave it a real listen to, because like typically when I listen to albums from like start to finish, it's like on my way to work and on my way home from work. I just haven't did it with this one yet. I've been revisiting like a lot of old Rockefeller shit. So I revisit like Cam's album, Jay Bleek's album. So I haven't done that with this album yet.
I had no choice, but not really no choice, but shit, I was driving 24 hours back to South Carolina. So shit, go ahead and pull on this album.
So nigga, you had a choice.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But no, but I'll tell y'all my favorite. Motherfuckers ain't one listed damn thing. My favorite one is Transparency. If y'all get a chance, just listen to it. Digga, listen to your own, like, whatever, motherfucker. You will listen to it, listen to it. I know you probably ain't gonna listen to it.
I'll listen to it.
Look, when Lil Wayne Park come on, he probably gonna cut the song off or fast forward or some shit. But anyway,
that might be true too.
But it's called Transparency with Lil Wayne 2 Chainz and Usher.
Like,
yeah, I heard that song. I like that song.
I even listened to E-40's new album.
What? You know,
E-40 would be like, screw the computer and miss your chips.
I got a deep dive for y'all to listen to.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool Keith.
Oh, Dr. Octagon.
That's one of them, though. You gotta listen to the other ones.
Which one?
Matthew, Sex Styles, Black Elvis, Lost in Space. Then you got Dr. Octagon Ecologist.
Wow. Octagon Ecologist. God damn.
Dr. Doom.
What was the album that looked like a No Limit album cover? Oh shit.
Dr. Doom. He had the hamburger in his hand.
Yeah, the rat burger.
Yeah, Dr. Doom.
Y'all know about a rat burger, huh? Shit.
A rat burger.
Yeah, that's what I say. What y'all know about a rat burger?
Hey, y'all, I just want to let y'all know, I got old money. I could have bought a dinosaur.
Wow.
Is that a Wayne line?
That is a Wayne line. I'm gonna start hitting y'all with some of these whack ass Wayne lines.
No, the reason why I said
is that your stripper, nigga, man? I'm a virgin.
y'all remember that motherfucking movie Demolition Man?
Yeah.
When you said rat burger, that's exactly what I thought of, because he was down in the motherfucking sewers and shit.
I'm trying to think who. Somebody was supposed to be in that movie and not Wesley Snipes, but I can't remember who.
Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman dyed his hair because of that movie. But I don't think.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman dyed his hair because of that.
But it was somebody else supposed to be in it, and it ended up being somebody else. I can't remember what you call it.
Definitely.
Whoever it is. They're probably a better rapper than what covers your candy.
Oh. That's another one.
Another little Wayne line right there.
What you say?
I'm a better rapper than what covers your candy.
Oh my God.
Is that your real name? Or your stripper name?
Ooh, shit.
To be honest. Because they fools.
Stop. I would say
the leading actor in Demolition Man was supposed to be Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's who it was.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was offered the part of Simon Phoenix.
What?
He would have fucked him.
That would have been. No, man. Jean-Claude? No. Not with the splits.
He don't got no, like...
personality?
It's like, comedic-wise, like, Wesley had that comedic timing in that movie.
Funny as hell.
Teddy bear.
But they did give Jean-Claude and Dennis Rodman their own movie.
Yeah, but he was already on coke bad by that point.
Hey, I don't know what kind of actor. Yo, y'all tell Kevin Durant to just cut his goddamn hair. What the fuck? Anyway,
I don't give a fuck what Kevin Durant does. As long as he makes the first goddamn shot, help my partner.
I'll say this.
Feed ahead of mine? Fuck you, Mike.
There's no gambling here.
One thing I wanted to ask y'all, because I seen this shit on my motherfucking Instagram reels. I thought it was just a simple answer, but you know, y'all might have some other views. Would you receive $1,000 in your bank account right then and there? Well, of course, take 2 or 3 business days, depending on how your savings checking is, or flip a motherfucking coin and get 10 mil.
Let me flip that coin.
Right. Okay. All right. It was a quick answer for me too. I was like, I will flip that goddamn coin.
Because here's the thing about flipping the coin.
Uh-huh.
If I flip the coin and get nothing, my life really doesn't change.
There it is.
It all.
Right.
There
if
it
I
is.
Flip the coin and get 10 million, then you know the gamble paid off.
Yeah. And it's a 50% chance.
Mark, it was Russell.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
But flipping that motherfucking coin. I'll go ahead and do that.
You know what's crazy? You know? Kevin Durant never went in like a Walmart and be like, "Yo, I need me a brush and some Duke or some."
No,
some
Duke. The crazy thing is, he's worth like $200 million. Like, you can get a good haircut. I mean, I
can get a personal barber. What are you talking about?
I'm in a barber shop thinking, damn, Like $50 for a haircut? This motherfucking famous people pay like a G for a goddamn haircut. Kevin Durant can get one of those like $100 haircuts.
Man, all he needs is the lowest setting and a tape up in the and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing the Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant's net worth as of last week is $300 million.
That's haircut.
He can get a haircut on the sideline of the game right now. Call a timeout.
Like, bro.
Exactly.
$300 million, you can get your. You know what? I'm not going to go there.
Yo, wait. Hold on now. Whoa.
I was going to say, I was talking about my business venture idea, the strip and snip. Pause.
What?
Oh, he wasn't heard about my business.
Oh, he wasn't on last week's show.
I'm talking about my business venture, the strip club / barbershop.
You might could get that in New York.
Hey, look here, bro. Hey, look, bro. I'm with it. I'm with you. Let's go.
I'm not sitting in that nasty ass barbershop.
This business up. Of course, it's gonna be separated, nigga. You ain't go. Well, I mean, you know, you pay extra to get a lap dance while you get a haircut. Because if a bitch move you and I'm cutting your hair, hey, I'm sorry, motherfucker. You move, bitch.
The barbershop gonna be behind the glass, that your hair don't get on the stage. But then you pay extra to have the dancers do they dang while you cutting hair. As long as they don't fuck up the barber, you know what I mean? Like the barber. Oh, you know what else would be dope? If the barber were bitches, like butt naked bitches, who was nice with the cut, that would be cool.
Sounds like a whole lot of like sexual assault. Charges might go on. Niggas coming there drunk on the Friday.
The barber's attention you. Like,
hey, we talking about the customers, nigga.
Nigga, we got bouncers for that.
Shit.
Yeah, you got the bouncers up in there.
You know how barbershop is on a Friday night. Everybody got two or three.
you don't want to line up with titties in your face? You know what I mean?
Like, shit. Hey. You got your cognac right there, getting a line up and some booty cheeks. I'm like, oh, just what you got?
Somebody pour mama and turn into the barbershop with their 11-year-old son. Like, oh shit.
Close your eyes, baby. Close your eyes. Go on there. Go in there.
Abby, go put your shirt on. You need the haircut. Go put your shirt on. Hey,
Abby, get your titty off the chin. Get your titty off the chin. Stop it. Get your titty off the chin. There don't make no damn sense. Put a shirt on.
She's like, can I get a lollipop? Not that goddamn lollipop.
Nothing.
Not that goddamn lollipop. Fuck out of here.
Oh, it's supposed to smell like hairspray in the barbershop. This isn't smelling like granddaddy old Cavalissi. I'm like, Bill doing pussy in this bitch. That's the reason why I never like nude strip clubs. It always got that pussy smell in the air.
Damn, what a foul at. But yeah, you're right. Because who was that one on Uncle Ashley Phosphate down the road?
Wild
God
Joker.
Damn it. Was it Wild Joker?
Wild Joker was a little one. Then you had Jaguars at one time. And then you had.
I think it was Jaguar, because you pass the bowling alley. It's on the left hand side, right behind the dealership.
Oh, you talk about down that motherfucker road. You talk about
yeah.
You talk about fantasy and
that's Club Fantasy.
Fantasy.
I used to work there.
Yes, sir. I ain't never went there whenever you were working, because I probably would have got in for free. But you know, it is what it is.
All right, so
I think about the hell out of a stripper in that back room in that spot.
For anybody that's ever walked in a Club Fantasy, the DJ booth is literally right above the stage, so I could do shit.
Hey, damn sure was, yeah,
man,
yeah.
I used to go in that bitch before they had a DJ booth. This nigga had his shit set up on a table.
Wait, what?
Yo, that shit was just starting. Then.
This is when the stage was in the middle and there was two rooms in the back.
Oh, damn.
So, like, for anybody who actually been there, from where the DJ booth is, you can't see shit. I used to get a knock on the door like every 10 minutes and they would tip me for, you know, playing their songs. And you know how easy that job was?
I didn't even have actual CDs.
What was you using?
I was using USB sticks.
Mm. Yeah, all
you
gotta do is play the
song. You ain't gotta mix nothing. Make sure that song run for 3 minutes.
And then I was able to, use my Quiet Storm voice.
That you need to stop using on the show.
Welcome. Right.
And I was like, welcome to the stage, Hurricane.
Hurricane. What was that? I got a question for y'all. Like, because we all in this group have been to a strip club a time or two in our life.
Time or two? And then what? Shit.
I've never been, like I said, I've been for leisure. I've never been for leisure.
All right.
We all.
I want to know what is the worst strip club song that y'all have ever heard? And what was the best one?
Oh, I can tell you the worst I've ever spun.
Which one?
Given to Me by Michael Jackson.
Oh my God.
Why would you play that at a strip club?
Because that's what she wanted to dance.
Oh wow.
Why would you do that?
It was a black girl or a white girl?
It was a black girl.
Wow.
I'd have told that bitch, look at you, ain't about to make no money off of that, baby. Come on now. Give me something else. Give me something else. But shit. Let me see.
I wanna say the best song that always got the people like into it was It's Your Thing by Mercedes.
And a strip club?
Yes.
Excuse me. The worst song I've heard was God damn it, go ahead. I had that motherfucker. What was the name of that damn song?
I tell you how to hear the worst strip club songs. Go to a white strip club and just wait.
Nine to five. I said, what the fuck?
Were you at a strip club or a Waffle House?
No.
I'm digging.
Which one was that? Because I remember hearing some old ass fucking stupid ass song like that one time. I remember
that
my worst one was a Justin Timberlake song that was off of his second album. It was either What Goes Around Comes Around or like it was one of those fucking stupid ass songs off of his second album. And then the bitch got on the stage, she couldn't dance that shit. I was like, yo, motherfucker sitting in here. Like, I gotta figure out what fucking song it was.
I will tell you this. She was twerking her ass off. Her little old, bless her heart, whatever she had up there on that stage at 9 to 5. She was getting that shit. When the beat dropped, she dropped it. I said, oh, okay. This song is still horrible, but yo. But of course, the best song that I heard was Bands Make a Dance.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I got too many to count.
Yo,
right? There's a lot of them.
Like, but that I could make that ass roll like a 24. That's one of them.
Hey.
That's a couple of them, man. Fact. But right, you know what's so crazy about the white strip clubs? The DJs all got the same voice.
This,
they'd be like, hey, coming to the stage, we got Stormy, coming to the stage.
And he said the name twice, Stormy.
And then all of a sudden they play fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd, Black Betty or some shit. And she...
I can tell you the oddest song I've ever played.
Uh-oh.
Was Bread by Andre 3000.
What?
Ooh, huh?
Bread.
Bread.
I don't know that one.
Spread for me. I love that. That's my song. I can't wait to get home.
Cause first
she's
things
on stage
first.
With her legs wide open, like.
Cause first things first.
Shit out with her fingers, like that's nasty, huh?
That song does not have a traditional beat at all.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. That bitch was on stage tap dancing and shit.
But she put the river dancing.
But the thing about it is, from where the booth is, you can see like all the seats. All the gentlemen left their seats, and I guess to head to the stage. I'm like, I wonder how she's dancing.
I hope she hit like all either the either the cheeks on the hi hats or the snares. I'm trying to figure out.
Listen, you know what I imagine
working right now.
Have you ever seen those old Bugs Bunny episodes where he has like the top hat on? He's doing that little dance.
You talking about that?
He's swinging his arms. He's swinging his arms.
Oh wow!
Oh
my!
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
No, because here's the thing: if you listen to the percussion of that song, it's on every half even note, but every odd note.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You gotta find it.
Yeah, on the love below.
Yeah, on the love below. You gotta find it,
right? Because like even when the song begins, it begins off with the organ. So I'm just like,
I definitely gotta go listen to that one.
one of my best stripper songs was and Mikey, you were there for this, Paul.
Uh oh.
Because you helped set this up. But it was I think it was my birthday? It might have been my birthday, but we all went down downtown, but we went to strip club first. And yeah. What's the girl name? Oh, fucking Mary.
Mary.
Mary. And I remember, like, because this was like the most G shit ever. We went to the strip club and we were sitting there, and we had like it was like a group of us. We went downtown. We had some bitches with us, and Mikey, this is when the janitor was like, my friend is dancing tonight.
What
did he say?
No, the janitor. You know who the janitor is, right? Right, Digga?
No.
Okay. You know the janitor. So the janitor is can we say her name?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Angelina. Shout out to
Angelina.
Goddamn. OG of the OGs.
Why do y'all call her the janitor?
Okay, you call her. I'll tell you that story next.
He was mopping that thing?
The janitor was like, yeah, pretty much. She was like, yo, my homegirl, she's a dancer tonight, blah, blah, blah. And then her homegirl came out bad as shit. Like, red, light skin.
Motherfucker, boy.
Bad as mother. Thick as shit. Light skin, pretty in the face. Like, just light skin and pretty and thick. And she was like, okay. Is that your girl with you? I was like, yeah. She said, all right, I want y'all two to sit next to the stage on the next song. I was like, all right. So we go next to the stage. And mind you, Mary has the money.
Yeah.
Don't worry, baby. I'll throw the shit out. I'm like, all right, whatever. So we sit next to the stage. And then that fucking that damn Wiz Khalifa song comes on. Hold on, let me see if I can find
shit. Oh hell. But that shit was funny. So I'm sitting back looking. Mary's over there just throwing them. I said, oh, just
throwing money.
I said, get the fuck out of here. I never thought this shit was gonna happen. Okay, Mark.
On behalf of your boy.
On behalf of him.
Oh, this song. Y'all can hear that?
This playing in the strip club.
Is that remember you?
Yeah.
This playing in the strip club.
The strip club, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. She was moving on beat. The bitch could dance, and she was fine as fuck. Like that was the most epic fucking moment. And I'm just sitting by the side of the stage, and I was like, damn.
But she nude?
No, it was just topless.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said they served alcohol in there.
Yes, sir.
but that whole dance that whole time was directed to me because it was my birthday, and kind of Mary too. But anyway,
yeah, it was.
that shit was epic. I've never thought that would to be like a strip club song, but that shit, like the way she was dancing to that shit was off the chain.
I honestly was sitting there thinking Mark's about to get an extra present tonight, goddamn. Oh, wait.
That shit was live.
Back to this janitor shit?
Okay. So, anybody who knows like how we used to get down back in the day when we went to the club, it was always a gang of us, right? Typically, it would always be like a gang of like maybe 5-6 fellas, and then we would always have like 3 or 4 ladies with us. We always moved in groups.
Pretty much.
Well, one of the ladies, Angelina, we already said her name, she was like a staple of the group, right? Other bitches kind of came and go, but she was like the staple of it. She got the name the janitor because at the beginning of the night, she would just like be low-key, chill. And then like halfway through the night, she gets some liquor in her. It's like, oh, shit. It's time for the janitor to mop the floor.
Hey, it's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
Like, she'll get some alcohol in it, and we'd be like, all right, it's time for her to mop the floor. So we start calling her the janitor because like halfway through the night, she'll get some liquor on her. The next thing you know, she's on the ground, just like scrubbing the ground with her ass cheeks
and shit. Bro, scrub the ground. And the thing is, it was most nights that she would get on the ground, but she would be like the main attraction out there because she was getting in and shit. Everybody would back up and like, oh, shit. I was like, yep, she mopping the floor. Y'all watch out now. Y'all watch out.
But the funny thing about that is we would have our code word for that. Like once you get those 3 or 4
Oh shit.
Uh-oh. Time for the janitor closet.
And where's this lovely young lady at?
Oh hell. She's still in what is it? Goose Creek? Married with kids and shit like that. I mean, she's still doing good. But she doesn't she.
Can I tell you about my wildest night ever going out with Red?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Pause.
So no, not pause. Flag.
And not a pause.
Nope. No pause moment.
It's not a pause moment? That's cool.
Hey, so, he was just being safe.
We went to this lounge. Remember that hotel lounge we went to?
Oh yeah!
All right, so we went to this hotel lounge.
Where was it?
The Harbor Johnson. There we go.
It wasn't off of aviation. Yeah,
off of aviation.
The one over there by the Waffle House.
Yes. So you know we went to this lounge, whatever, whatnot, right? So we used to hang out with this squad called the A Squad, the Asian Sensations, right?
Mm. Mikey from Goose Creek.
So it was Mikey was Mikey deployed.
Know. I know,
of course. Mikey knows him personally. Mikey know. Yeah, Mikey knows him personally. Mikey used to be married into the family.
Yeah.
So it was myself, Red, and our homeboy Rich. Now,
Rob was with us too.
Rob was with us too because they were comic relief. Now, the thing about it is, when Rich and Rob are together, it's fucking hilarious. So, all of a sudden, we were hanging out with the A Squad, whatever, whatnot, and they started beefing with this white girl. And out of nowhere, it's just like they beefed with her so hard that we all got kicked out.
Mm.
So, when we got kicked out, the thing about it is, me, Rob, Rich and Red, we were walking back to the car, and the A Squad, it was like a pack of ants attacking an M&M on the ground. There was 5 people on this one white chick, right? So Rich offering comic relief was like, hey, get off that girl. And she's like, I can't find my social security card. Rich said, you got your ass beat over a mail order social security card?
Wow.
No, but the thing about it was she was like at Red's Durango, because Red drove a red Durango at the time.
Yep.
She was at Red's Durango telling Richard Rob her sob story, and Rob was just like, yo, get your shit together. Go home before they pound on your ass again. Rick said, oh no, you better run, white girl. They're coming back. And she turned her head. The fist of fury on these girls. Oh my God.
Listen, I'm going to tell you like this. I because I was associated with one of them for a while.
No!
But I've been in many a fight because of these hoes. But like, this one was different, and I'm gonna tell you why it's different. Not only did they kick this bitch under a car tire.
Damn.
Yes.
Yeah, they kicked the white girl on their car tire, and it was going in on her with these chicks. It was like, and it must have been like five or six of these Asian chicks, Filipino chicks that was just beating on this chick. But the police were called.
North Charleston.
The police were called. North Charleston was called. They wouldn't let us leave. Digga is arguing with the police about letting us leave, and they wouldn't let us leave. And Rob is like trying to calm everybody down. I'm in the background trying to find out where the Asian chicks are going or whatever the hell to get them out of there. And the whole time that all this is going on for this 20, 30 minutes, I accidentally butt down my general manager at work. Mm. Now,
Jesus.
This happened on a Friday night. And I don't work again until Sunday. So Sunday morning comes along, and me and Rob are both at work, and Rob worked with me. We get called into the office, and all my general manager did was sat us in the office like and push play on the damn voicemail.
And she could hear
every little detail. And the funniest part of just listening to that was the fact that somebody was like, "Get that girl from under the tire." Wow. and so she's like playing parts of this, and then she just looks up at us. I look at Rob, and I'm like, "Man, fuck." And then she just laughs and was like, "If y'all have a venture, just make sure you lock your phone." And that was the last thing that she
said. Wow.
And we walked out the office.
What year was this?
2008-ish?
I know my phone was an Android at the time.
Yeah. So it's pretty much touchscreen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I
was
had
it
an
about
Android 2000, at the time.
2008-ish?
Yeah, it was around like 2008, 2009,
somewhere around there. Mm. Oh, right. Shit, I was in North Dakota then.
North Dakota, you were in North Dakota. Yeah.
You damn sure were in North Dakota. But I'm gonna tell you, we could do a whole podcast on the fight that we got in because of these chicks.
That's
for another day.
And they were from Goose Creek High School. How did y'all meet them?
They were from Goose. We met them at the club, and then they were part of our life for like 5 years.
That's facts.
They were part of our life for like 5 or 6 years.
And one of them short and chubby.
Yes.
One of them was.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was that?
Oh, Lord, I can't remember her name.
The one that used to suck the most penis.
So this crew was like, this Asian crew was like different, right? Because I knew, so I met them early because I used to talk to this chick before I even met them that knew that crew that rode in that same circle, right? And I just remember. This crew remind me of the fucking gang in that movie. You remember that Johnny Depp movie, Crybaby?
Oh, good.
That old ass movie. You remember that girl with the ugly ass face?
Oh, Hatchet Face.
Hatchet Face. They had a Hatchet Face in their group. Yeah. Listen, I don't mean to talk shit.
No.
I don't mean to talk shit because she had a deformity.
Is that the pan face bitch?
Yeah, they had a Hatchet Face in their group. She wasn't, all right, she wasn't always there.
The reason why I called this bitch Pan Face is her face was a perfect square.
Mm-hmm.
Like she'd been hit on all sides of her face with a pan by Ike Turner or some shit.
And I apologize. I think y'all wouldn't have met the crew if I didn't marry one of the crew. So yeah.
Somebody married one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who?
Yoga married the head of the snake of the
crew. There it is! Oh, wow. That's what
I
said.
I married the head of the crew, bro.
That's why we laughed. That's why they laughed so damn long. Because we used to hang out with him like every weekend, and then all of a sudden, Mikey married one, and then like after that, we was with him for the next 5 years. We couldn't get rid of him. Mm-hmm. Like, look,
see, Goose Creek had the cool Filipino girls. Stratford had the weird ones.
Yeah, they showed up. I ain't gonna lie, these chicks were cool, but like they would get us in all kind of shit though, man. Like, and then we found out they were fucking stick up girls. Remember that shit? I remember the chick came over to the crib, right? And niggas, y'all need to watch out, but because the stick up girls are out there, and these Filipinos, pretty face. You would never know, but they did look like a regular pretty ass girls, but they went and she said, "Oh, I'll be right back. I gotta go pick something up." Right, her homegirls went through this parking lot to go meet some dude. I guess he was like trying to buy weed or something, right? And then next thing you know, a fucking car with all these girls' cousins and shit pulls up and robbed the goddamn dudes. Mm-hmm. And they were doing that shit like it was just like a normal thing.
Like it was nothing.
That's how they get down in Goose Creek, huh?
Yeah, I didn't complain because you know why? Because shit. she be using that money to buy me drinks, so fuck it. I didn't have
facts. Big facts. Oh my god.
Yeah, that was wild.
I'm telling you.
Shout out to Goose Creek.
Now that I think about it, we've been through some shit.
We have. Bro, shout out to the Goose Creek girl, though.
I'm telling you, bro. We always had. It's like we always had like a group of them around us. It might the lowest number is probably maybe 2-3.
Just a group,
a group of females, you know what I'm saying? And they were all cool, like, you know.
It was always to a point that when we went out, like motherfuckers wouldn't like mess with them because they knew that we had so many people around us.
Exactly.
But, like, it was funny because like dudes used to come up to us and be like, "Yo, can we talk to them? Like we were pimps or some shit." Like, back in the day, if we would have started charging,
bruh. Like you walked around, like, this motherfucker walked around the club with a goddamn collection plate, y'all.
Yeah, that's when we need Gunner around. Hey, Gunner, that's when we need you around because I know we probably could have made some dough off of that shit.
Well, back then, I never seen y'all in a club that we ever went in. We used to go to like that's End Zone and shit. That was our spot.
Well, Gunner, I went to End Zone a couple of times.
Well, Gunner, I'm gonna let you know. The chick that I was trying to pick up didn't go to End
Zone. Yeah, I already know. I didn't want to be the one to say it. That's why I said, you know.
Get down there, get the white girl.
I have been in Toucan Reef multiple times.
Oh, Toucan.
See, we was like, Toucan. We was End Zone, Echelon, level 2.
Level 2.
Sometimes Tango. We used to go, see, we used to have this shit figured out in the summertime. Thursday, you get in free with a jersey at End Zone. Wednesday, you go in for poetry night and be in there free for like, you just chill till the club starts. I forgot how to.
Ours was we used to do level 2. We used to do purple tree. Purple tree. Like
I was already gone.
Everybody did the plex, but like purple tree was like.
We never went to the plex for some reason.
That shit was wild. See,
The plex is where we got it for free.
Oh yeah.
I have a picture of like I think you're in it, but we were all at the plex at one point. Yeah, really? I think so.
That can't be the plex.
I think you are. It has to be the plex because that fuck boy was there. What's the name? Imrod.
Oh no, that's not Two Gun. No, that's not Two Gun. That's what's his face.
No, nice. I know the barber dude.
Okay, yeah.
Who's the barber dude? Murder bed from you.
But I thought Gunner was in the picture too.
What's his name?
Oh God, is his name?
Light-skinned Puerto Rican kid. Well, he went to Goose Creek.
He was Puerto Rican, yeah.
Jesus.
God, what is? Jesus.
Jesus.
Let me tell you a story how Jesus almost killed me.
Uh oh.
Oh God.
Wow.
Okay. Boom. I forgot where we was at. We was like in the hood somewhere because he wanted me to take him to go meet some two dudes that was rapping or some shit. And I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? So he went to go in my glove box and pull my pistol out. This is a little 32.
Yeah.
Thank God the niggas left handed.
Oh, wow.
nigga, I don't
know.
I don't know what he did. He just was fucking with it. And then she just said, bow. And I said, why would you touch the trigger? He said, well, why would you keep one in the chamber? I said, because it's mine.
Right? Right? The fuck?
After that day, I never hung out with him again.
Hell to the no, right?
Jesus was kind of suspect. I hung out with him a few times because, like, after Flavor Cuts, he used to be a barber at the spot where my barber Marcus used to cut old Marcus Show Me Murray.
Where was that? Where was that at?
It was the one on Ochano Road.
Oh, I know you're talking. Yeah, I got you.
Toronto. Marcus Show Me Murray.
I tell you one thing though. I wanted to bang Jesus' sister. Oh my goodness.
I don't even know what she looked like.
Yeah, boy, who are you supposed to? Boy, you supposed to?
Her name was Erica.
I think I've seen her a couple times.
Yeah, she was cute.
Yeah, motherfucker. That is.
The thing about Jesus that I was trying to bring up is like the few times that we hung out, because we went to a club a few times, and he would get drunk, and then this motherfucker would just start wilding for no reason. Like he was a bad drunk.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think I got him at drinking age. Probably right before that.
No, nah, but Jesus always had a gimmick though.
Yeah, he always had some kind of.
Mm-hmm. He always tried to be cooler than he was. That was the other thing.
Yeah, he also wanted to be like a music promoter.
Yeah,
like bullshit that never worked out.
Anytime Jesus walked into me and like, "Hey, Digga, check this out," I always knew it was some bad business.
Something.
There's a lot of horrible niggas like that though.
Like,
when I was working at Walmart, this man would just come in and look for me. He'd be like, "Hey, yo, check this out." Like, nah, man, I ain't got time for it, man. I got to clean up this dog food.
Oh, clean up this dog food. Then he almost got me in trouble for stealing.
How the hell?
He used to go to the Food Lion in Goose Creek and he used to steal these little fucking ice cream cookies, like chocolate chip cookies with the ice cream in the middle.
Oh my God.
I think I had on fatigues as usual. He's like, put one in your pocket. I'm like, nah. I'm not eating that shit. He's like, come on, just put one. I'm like, all right, put it in my pocket. And he got caught with one. And then the dude asked him, where's the other one? He gonna tell him it's in my pocket.
did y'all get a no trespass? Or
I don't know. I wasn't from there, so I didn't care. But still. Like, bro, why you had to tell him it was in my pocket? Why you couldn't tell him it was, you threw it somewhere, you ate it already? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy, what
do. I was like, man, this nigga. I ain't gonna lie, snitch.
Though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna say something that I've been thinking for a long time when it comes to like those boys back in the day. I think if it ever came down to it, them Goose Creek niggas, they would have fucked the Stratford niggas up, man.
Yes.
Cause them Goose Creek cats, they had some tough bitches, they had some tough motherfuckers over there, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, nigga. that motherfucking day, what was it? They all met up in what park was that? It was on Crowfield Boulevard. What was that damn park? Oh my goodness, the motherfuckers met over there, and it was traffic against Goose Creek
park with them wooden ass swings.
Yes. I know. Motherfuckers went over there. And goddamn, Goose Creek showed up with bats and everything, and Stratford was just like, you know, we ain't had shit.
That's because y'all had the wrong Stratford niggas with y'all.
I wasn't there. I was about to go that day, but fuck it. I woke up. Look at his excuse. I woke up late.
Let me tell you something. Wait, but listen. If we talk about a rumble and sheep island ain't there, I ain't going.
You're right. Yes.
We talk about Sheep Island versus Goose Creek. Them Sheep Island niggas ain't driving past Main Street.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
They ain't drive past Main Street for that bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we had Sheep Island, but them niggas ain't coming for that bullshit.
Yeah, they are not driving past Main Street, man. Listen, but the one thing I did love about Goose Creek was the Goose Creek bitches would fuck with the Stratford niggas because
like a motherfucker.
They knew that the Goose Creek niggas wasn't shit. I was talking to a cheerleader chick that I had met at summer school. Like me and her were like every time I see her, we would go out, we would be cool. I ain't never fuck with her. But like she would literally tell me, she was like, yeah, like you cool people, man. Like the people I go to school with, man, them motherfuckers ain't shit.
What you went to summer school with us that year in Hannah?
Yeah, the little light skinned chick. Tall light skinned chick. She was sexy as shit.
So look at it. I was bougie as hell. I went to Somerville. I was like, shit,
we didn't have no choice. We had no choice. Believe me.
Yeah, we had no choice.
Believe me. Nobody wanted to drive to Hanahan early in the morning every day in the summertime.
No.
Especially from San Jose.
And she ended up being a cheerleader for the University of South Carolina. I saw her quite a few times. And she used to work at the Sonics. So I used to go to the Sonics. I remember I used to drive to school. I would go to the Sonics and she would hook me up with food and shit.
You talking about the one over by the old Circuit City?
No, the Sonics over there by in Goose Creek. She's working at Sonics in Goose Creek.
Where's the Sonic in Goose Creek at back then?
It's right there on. What was it off of? It was on St. James, wasn't it?
Yeah, but right next to where the Burger King and shit was.
So yeah, like, the AutoZone and shit.
Right there before that big ass intersection.
Damn, I can't remember damn Sonic over there.
Bruh, it was on. Look at it. If you driving towards, if you're driving on St. James all the way down before you get across the tracks to go into Goose Creek, it was on the left hand side before you hit that light, that big ass intersection.
That shit must have been when it was brand new, right?
Yeah, it got built when we was in school. So
wasn't it like you could get it from two streets, like it was in a triangle, so you could get it from. Okay, yeah. I remember.
Now. Okay.
I never went there.
Shout out to all the hoes back in the day who gave me free food.
My nigga. When it came to the free food game, we had that shit on lock. Let me tell you something.
You said when it came to what?
Free food game? Nigga.
Nobody had it on lock more than motherfucking Mark. I swear to God.
I'm telling you. Let me tell you.
That's a lie.
Let me run down my list. We had two Burger Kings. We had McDonald's. Okay. No, we had two Burger Kings, three McDonald's, Taco Bell, Checkers, Ryan's. Once you got Ryan's, you in the game.
Bro! Oh shit!
You know what?
Two Subway. You know what I? Two KFCs, Hardee's, and we had that little hot dog stand in the mall over by
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
You might got me then.
Let me
not forget about Blimpy. Blimpy.
Yo, you know what? I got y'all all beat. You know why?
Uh-oh.
I had two words. Fat girls.
That don't count, though. That don't count. Because they're going to eat regardless. Imagine trying to get a pretty bitch
I'm talking about everywhere a fat girl worked, I had to hook up.
That's what I'm saying, though. But they
I will tell you.
They like food, so they know you want to eat.
I'm saying they work there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I ain't going to lie. Digga has came home with some fucking meals. Like, yo, Red, you hungry? Now I was like, "Oh, you seen that bitch again, isn't it?" Okay.
But to me, it wasn't nothing like, yo, we about to go out, motherfucking hoop, get tired, and fucking hungry and shit, and have plates waiting for us at the goddamn spot.
that listen, all you had to do is just what did Foxy Brown say? If you want to find a prince, you got to kiss some toes. I ain't gonna lie.
I was like, I never heard that line. It was,
I ain't gonna lie, we had to kiss some toes for that IHOP.
Yeah, yes, sir. That shit is on point.
I had to kiss some toes for that IHOP. I ain't gonna lie.
It wasn't no cheap like three stack type thing. Nah, we want that.
Give me that steak.
You know how you can tell the shit was real? That bitch is close on a section for us.
A whole section for us.
That is true.
Nobody's allowed to sit back here. My niggas are coming. Nobody's allowed to sit back here. Clear these chairs.
Clear these chairs. You know, one of my Subway hooks up was Jessica Maddox.
Get out of here.
Oh, what? Yeah,
that was the College Park Subway hookup.
Oh, Jessica Maddox, boy. Oh my God, I'm trying to think of her damn face right now.
She was a chubby girl, white girl.
Oh, did she play any sports?
I don't think so.
No, she was ghetto, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wanted to be.
Oh, man. Yeah, so bad.
Yeah.
I remember her goddamn face. I know the name.
So that was like the third Subway we had. It was one more. What was another hookup we had?
Motherfuckers all point with the hookup.
It was something in Goose Creek. I can't
remember what it was.
Yeah, but we was out there. Oh, Arby's. Can't forget about Arby's. We had Arby's.
I can use an Arby's hookup right now.
Fuck Arby's. Yes! Arby's is just going down. They got
the meats.
Huh?
Arby's got the good burger, right?
Yeah, but the way they be doing their beef and cheddars now, I can't get jiggy with them. They ain't like they used to be. But let me tell you the worst experience I had with getting free food fucking with my homeboy, Boney Tony. I like, yo.
He like, hey, Bo, you coming over here? You gonna come pick me up, right?
So I'm like,
hey, Bo. Hey, Bo.
Huh? Boney Tony, why does that name sound familiar?
I don't know, but he went to Somerville.
Never mind.
Somerville.
He's like, yeah, Bo, I got you on the burger. So I'm like, all right, boom. You know, just make me a Whopper or whatever. Like, easy said and done. When he hand me this Whopper, everybody know I don't have the biggest hands in the world. I'm like, right. Whoa. Why is my whole hand gripping this thing? Open the bitch up.
Yo!
No Whopper.
Wait a minute! God damn! That was wild!
Nigga.
Wow!
That's the only way I can describe this shit.
Go on.
So, the shit is in my hand like a fucking... I can't even explain it. Like, so I open up that's when they used to have the aluminum foil shiny paper. Remember that shit?
Right. Oh yeah, yeah.
This motherfucker got King. four pieces of Whopper. And in between each section of something that's solid has two pieces of cheese. So it's bread, two pieces of cheese. Patty, two pieces of cheese. Patty, two pieces of cheese. Patty, two pieces of cheese. Is that four patties yet?
You know what else you had?
What?
Gas.
Nigga, I didn't eat that whole shit.
Oh, okay.
I think I bust that shit down with like four people.
No! Stop! Lord Jesus. Just stop.
I said, yo, why would you put all that meat on that shit? He said, Paul.
He said, last time I put three, you ain't say nothing. I'm like, yeah, because I shared that shit.
This whole thing, this whole story, yo.
Oh man.
And this is the Burger King on Main Street across from Walmart.
Oh, the Burger King used to be.
I used to work there. I used to work there for a little bit.
I had to smoke like two or three cigarettes after I ate that shit. Like I felt so bloated.
Yeah, I'm done. Stop. I'm done. I'm done. Fucking tired.
I worked there for like a month or some shit. But I used to work at the Burger King over there by the one closest to the school, by the fairground.
Yeah, I did 2 days there.
I remember, what's that fucking chick? I think her name was Denise, black chick.
Denise Matthews?
I think so, Denise Matthews.
She's had a little short Halle Berry haircut.
Yeah.
Yep.
The pixie cut.
That name sounds familiar too. Shit.
Yep.
I remember I worked there.
Her name was Denise Grimes.
Something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought she married into Grimes.
I don't know. That's what I remember.
I think it was Matthews back in school.
Yeah, I thought she married into the name.
Oh, okay.
But what I remember was I worked there with her. Everybody called out because it was either homecoming or the first day opening of the fair.
Why Digga just told me this story like a week ago?
I just told him this.
You told him? Yeah. Everybody called out, and it was only me, her, and this manager that lived in the trailer park down the street. And I just remember, I was in the kitchen by myself, man. Straight hustling, man. I never closed this place down by myself.
That nigga was flipping burgers, dropping fries, and washing dishes.
At the same damn time, it was bad. I didn't get out that motherfucker till 4 a.m, man. 4 or 5 a.m. I remember when I hit Pops up and I was like, "Hey, yo, can you come get me now?" When he came to pick us up, because the fucking manager lady needed to ride home. Denise was like, "I gotta go at midnight because I gotta be back in the morning," some shit like that. And I was like, "All right, whatever." We didn't leave till 5 a.m, bro.
Damn.
Cleaning that bitch up, and I was cleaning that shit up by myself because the manager was crying in the office. When I tell you that when we pulled out the parking lot and the motherfuckers that come in the morning to make the biscuits were pulling in, I was like, man, this is the worst fucking work shift of my life. That shit was wild.
I had more.
I remember,
and to be quite frank with you, that was his first day ever.
Mm. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, I did 2 days and said, fuck it.
Well, I worked there at the same time. Because I remember my best hookup for food outside of the IHOP was when baby mama used to work at, baby mama used to be her brother-in-law at the time, and her sister used to be managers at different KFC. Mm. And all I used to do is just drive through the drive-thru, and they would just hand me boxes.
Hold on, they was manager at the Sangaree one, right?
Yeah.
I think I'll
tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this. The best motherfucking food hookup for me was myself, because I worked at goddamn Bojangles.
Bojangles.
And motherfucking boy.
I forgot about Bojangles. We had that hookup.
Dirty
rice. Fazoli's though.
So that Fazoli's hookup too.
I never had Fazoli's.
Never?
All I had was a breast stick before.
So I'm Fazoli's gonna tell you like this.
Epic back in the day, man. So now. Last time I went, it was like shit.
I'm gonna tell you like this, and I'll make this the last statement. So I think Red understood I had a problem with food at one time, because I remember we were in the apartment complex on Rivers Avenue. What was the name of that shit?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, though.
So it was right across the street from the Carrie Hilliards.
Yeah. So I got you.
One day, I literally bring home like bags of McDonald's nuggets.
Why? Like, just cause?
No, because I had a food hookup and she was just like, wait right here. I said, okay. So she brings me out like 8 bags of McDonald's nuggets. Mm. And said, you go ahead and take that home and you enjoy that, boo.
I'm surprised y'all ain't got cancer.
I remember putting those in the freezer and Red was like, Digga, you have a problem.
Which McDonald's?
I'm trying to get you to get like me.
Listen, we were eating nuggets for about a month.
No, well, shout out to them food hookups.
Word.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony. That's Red, and that's Yoga, and we are the Troublemakers.
Shout out to back. Mm. We had the food hookups and the smoking section.
Word. I really hope you enjoyed the show. Two Gun always tells me, let the show go on. We've been on for an hour and a half, and if you made it this far, thank you.
The show must go on.
Must go on.
So closing statements. I don't care who does it. You know what? I'm not going to do last closing statement, so you assign who you want last. I'll do first. How about that?
Well, Roger.
All right.
Who's going to go last? Thank you. We'll let Ray go last.
I'll go last.
Ray go last?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for all the support you've given us over the years. We are headed to episode 300, and that's amazing to me.
Let's go.
So, other than that, God bless, good night. Well, it's not God bless, good night time yet. If you know anybody going through a hard time, it takes 3 seconds to ask them, are you good? 3 seconds can go a long way. Seasonal depression happens this time of year. Make sure you check on your strong friends. And I'm going to pass the torch.
Ask them vulnerable niggas if they doing all right.
Oh, God.
God damn. All right, I would like to say
my father wasn't there for me.
You better bet a fucker. I appreciate y'all listening to this podcast of troublemaking motherfuckers, because we some bad bitches. That whole time out, Paul. Wait a minute, bad bitches. Wait a minute. Man, any fucking way.
My God.
I've been drinking. All right, y'all kiss my ass. Anyway. But no, appreciate everybody listening to the show. Be safe out here on these roads. Like I said, I just got back from South Carolina and I drove. It is a whole 24-hour goddamn drive. So everybody's holidays coming up. Y'all be careful out there in these streets, because motherfuckers gonna act with motherfucker 30.
30 hours.
But man, if you got something on your motherfucking mind and you need to talk to somebody about it, either get a therapist or shut the fuck up, handle the shit, and press the fuck on. God don't make no mistakes. I'm out.
Hey.
Okay. It's holiday season.
No. Holiday season! Sorry, I had to say.
You know, we hope all y'all get what y'all want, get to see family, have a good time. You know, just enjoy it. It's almost a new year.
Oh, can I say something? Can I say something before closing?
What's that?
If anybody wants to give me a pair of shoes for Christmas, go ahead.
Okay.
Send it to a DM and let them know it's real.
Yeah, I sure wanted it. Nothing.
No, go ahead and say it.
Just post it on your Instagram story. Somebody will want to buy you a pair.
Nigga has 6 pairs of goddamn shoes on goddamn Christmas. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck this shit come from?
Hey, put it out there, man.
And a whole bunch of questions by am I your crush or not?
Right?
And I'm gonna say the same thing.
You buy me a pair of shoes and find out.
Right.
And then the answer still may be no.
Red.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm good. You know me. I'm short. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Just like the girls are Kelly like.
I'm gonna say everybody, thank y'all for listening to the show. I had a lot of fun with this show. A lot of memories we were allowed to discuss and bring back. So shout out to the amazing chicks, the Asian Invasion. A lot of memories with y'all. Y'all got us in a lot of trouble. Shout out to all the food service girls out there in the world who hooked us up in our times of need.
I had Pizza Hut too. Can't forget about that one.
Shout out to the Pizza Hut chick. Shout out to the Goose Creek bitches that fuck with Stafford niggas. I will say this. Look out not only for the seasonal depression part, but look out for fraud. I had to go to the bank today because somebody stole my identity and tried to open up a card in my name.
Why did you open up? You open up one of them text messages?
Nah. I got an email saying that somebody tried to apply for a card and it got denied.
That was a real email?
Yeah, it was real. Damn. I went to Chase Bank today, and then my man was like, "Yeah, somebody who has a Houston phone number." And I was like, y'all check that motherfucker down before I do.
Damn, man, time to
harvest. Oh, and another thing I want to say, it's Christmas time, so a lot of people expecting packages. They got that USPS text going around talking about something with the address, and then you hit the link and put your information, and they get you all your information like that.
Yeah, so y'all watch out for the fraud shit, man.
For real.
The fraud is real during this time of the year. Like I said, I got, but luckily I had a good resolution to my shit. But y'all keep an eye out for that. Yes, other than that, man, y'all take care of one another. God don't make no mistakes.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all for listening. Holiday. We should do a year in review show within the next couple of weeks. Digga, Gunna, and Mike.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
Right, so y'all look out for that, and I'll be the one to say it. And God bless you, and good night.
Peace.
Good night.
Peace.